This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
What's up, Real fans? Oh, no. Just making sure everything's rolling here. Are the Real fans in the house?
Woo, woo.
Real fans. Well, I was going to introduce the guest after the intro, but I actually don't have a funny intro idea, unless you do, Jackson.
I don't.
Okay. As you can tell, we really put a lot of time into this episode today. Actually, I did put a good amount of time into the episode today, but can you introduce yourself for us?
Hello, everyone.
You can look at the camera, or we can...
Hello, ticket holders. My name is Jordan Bewley. I'm a sophomore film and media major at Taylor University, along with AJ and Jackson, and also good friends with both.
Yeah, and Jordan is no stranger to Two Tickets, Please. He's been on the show once before, and as far as I know, is an avid listener.
Absolutely.
Although, how many episodes have you listened to this season, Jordan?
Like maybe two.
There's only been like three, so that's pretty good.
Not bad. We'll take it. You've contributed to the 30 cents that we've made this month. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in.
Yes.
It is 2 p.m. on a Wednesday. Welcome to Two Tickets, Please. Jackson's just over there, like, thinking that this is the dumbest thing ever.
What do you mean?
Every time we play that song.
No, I think it's so funny.
It's so fire. Like anyway.
It sounds like a prime Kanye West beat. That's what it sounds like.
Really?
I don't think so.
Like, I don't know about that, but...
I'm messing.
I found that on probably Pixabay.
Nice.
And just, like, went with it because I had no idea what else to do. Mm-hmm. Well, welcome to Two Tickets, Please, everybody. My name's AJ.
And I'm Jackson.
And we're joined by Jordan. We're the film podcast that's all about movies. Jackson and I are the film experts that run the podcast. We know everything about movies and filmmaking. We're pretty good at it. Jordan also is a filmmaker.
Absolutely.
And now, two times on the podcast, I would also consider him a film major.
Yeah.
Or no, not a film major. Sorry, that's not what I meant. A film expert, my bad.
Was I not before? Like, was I not a film major?
Well, no, you were a film major. I'm saying, I messed that up. I meant film expert.
Yeah, I know what you meant, bro.
And I'm watching the ad for Peacemaker on the That's on my computer right now.
Should I watch Peacemaker? Is it pretty good?
It's so good.
All right.
It is really good.
It might be like my favorite show ever, actually.
All right. I'll get into
it. You got to watch Peacemaker. All right. It's really good.
Apparently, like, it's like really important to the DCU now.
It is. Okay. It is. It's really cool.
It's really funny.
These next three episodes I've heard are just really insane. Or the final three of season two that are coming out are just kind of crazy. I've seen theories that I don't like. I've seen theories that I like, and we're just going to see how it all turns out. And I think we do a recap. Why are you looking at the camera like that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just keep going.
I think when season two is done coming out, we should probably talk about it on here.
Sure.
Okay, we don't have to. That's fine.
We definitely should. It's a good show.
It is a great show. It's probably my favorite show of all time, like I said.
That's
kind of great.
Crazy, but...
Now, I think it's time to say...
Say that again?
Welcome to the...
Say that again?
...segment. The segment where we...
Say that again?
Oh, my God.
And when we say...
Say that again?
Okay.
We really mean...
Okay.
Say that again?
Because what we're saying is...
Say that again?
Okay, you're done.
So let's...
Say that again?
You're done. You've lost.
And one more time.
Say that again?
You've lost sound effect privileges.
I came up with that while walking over to the studio. Okay. I was like, what if I just keep... doing it.
Oh, creative.
And make
legendary.
It really good. It was great.
You're banned from sound effects now.
No, I'm not.
All right, who wants to go first?
Do you want to go first, Jackson?
Yeah.
Actually, wait. Guests first. Okay. I changed my mind.
Okay.
Jordan gets to go first.
I got
to
sneeze.
You told me... Okay. Did you go with the one you told me about at lunch?
I did.
Okay.
So, my say that again line is from Star Wars A New Hope. So Luke Skywalker, we've just been introduced to Luke Skywalker at this point, and like his uncle Owen gives him something to do, but Luke doesn't want to do it. So he replies with, "But I was going to the Tosh station to pick up some power converters."
But I was going to go to the Tosh station and pick up some power converters.
Why does he say it like that?
Luke does complain a lot.
He just kind of whines a bit.
Yeah, he's just kind of a whiny farm boy, really. When we first meet him,
the goat.
That's why his like story is so cool, because he's like this whiny farm boy who turns into this absolute legend.
Yeah, by the end of the third movie, he just starts ore farming every chance he gets. So.
He's like Cavill Superman.
Yeah,
heck yeah!
And his lightsaber's green.
AJ, did that line have you saying?
Say that again.
I think that line had me saying.
Say that again.
100 times. Okay. So I'm going to press the
say that again.
Button 100
no,
more times.
Don't do that. Please don't
you're
do
done.
That.
You started me.
I pressed
on that
it one time this episode.
Okay, I'm going to do mine. Mine is from Batman and Robin.
Oh, yes. You could
and then
do that for the whole movie.
I know, the whole movie, but mine is specifically Mr. Freeze. What killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age! Mr. Freeze.
One of the most legendary performances ever.
It was pretty great. The Ice Age! It was fun. Actually, hold on. I did come prepared. We can listen to it.
We can listen to it.
What killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age!
Sorry, it just like automatically played again. But that line has me saying...
Say that again?
Okay. I'm going to hear this in my sleep, bro.
Well, you'll probably hear me say it in my sleep because I sleep across the room from you.
Yeah.
All right, my say that again line comes from Spider-Man 3.
Yes.
All it's right.
My favorite Spider-Man movie.
This is... Really?
No.
Okay.
This is during when Peter has the Venom symbiote. And he's, like, acting really weird.
Yeah.
And he goes, like, on a date with Gwen Stacy to, like, this bar. And I actually have, like, two lines.
Okay.
He goes in the bar, and then they, like, they go and sit down, and they, like, ask the hostess to, like, get him a seat. And then he goes, "Find us some shade. Thanks, hot legs." And then later on, he's like dancing and stuff, and he whispers to Gwen Stacy. He says, "Now dig on this," and then he starts snapping and dancing, and it's really weird.
It's so funny.
I don't know what they were going for, but that line definitely had me saying,
"Say that again."
All right, we're done. That's
all right. Thanks for joining us for the
say that again.
segment, and now I'm gonna close the tab.
Get it away from us. We can't ever hit
gonna,
it again.
That's gonna close the tab. well, that was a great Say That Again segment, everybody. Thank you for listening, all of you back home, for our well, I can't play the sound effect anymore, but thanks for listening to the Say That Again line. I hope you all enjoyed. Now we're just gonna move right in. We're gonna dive right in because this segment took like almost an hour last time the three of us were together on the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen,
this might be the whole episode.
Welcome back to Tagline Bonanza Super Smart Trivia, hosted by AJ.
Yeah.
You guys didn't laugh like you did last time. Basically, yeah, we did this at the season finale, and we're doing it again today because Jordan wants a rematch after getting absolutely destroyed.
Didn't I win by like one?
Yeah, he won by one. After getting destroyed by Jackson Ormond in the last. So we have the sensei, tagline sensei over here, I think is what we call him.
That's okay.
That is not.
Or the tagline master or something.
Okay.
That's Jackson's current title, and we're going to see if Jordan can try and take the title from him today. So how does this work for those of you who have not listened to the previous episodes? I'm going to read a real movie tagline, and these two are going to have to guess which film it will be from. Today we are going to have a 3-hint limit. Because last episode
we got like 10 hints.
You got like 10 hints per movie, and we don't have time for that. We've got about 50 minutes until we have to be done here. So and then we also have a bonus round where I have 5 movie taglines. One of them is fake. The other 4 are real, and you guys are going to have to guess which one is which.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
For the bonus round. So without further ado, are we ready for tagline 1?
Wait, before we do, should we, like, write them down?
Oh, yes. This was an issue last time. You should write them down.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
I'm just going to use my phone.
You should be writing them down, and then when I ask you to tell me what movie you guys think it is, you will tell me.
All right. So we're writing down our guess, right?
Yes, you're writing down your guess. Because last time on the first round, you guys both just shouted it out, and I was like, wait, this isn't going to work.
Yeah, okay. So we'll write them down one at a time.
So ladies and gentlemen, it's time for...
Tag! You're it!
Oh, man, I didn't like that.
What is that from?
I have no idea. I just found it online.
Okay.
Tag, you're it. Tagline Bonanza Super Smart Trivia hosted by AJ.
Okay.
Right. Are we ready for tagline number one,
I'm
gentlemen?
So ready.
So ready.
All right. Tagline number one. Welcome to a world without rules.
Oh, I know what it is. Can you hear that? One second.
I can hear that.
That's pretty satisifying.
That is pretty nice, actually.
How are we doing the hint system? Because can I ask for a hint, or because
yeah, you can ask for a hint.
Okay, can I ask for a hint?
We're gonna. You have to ask a question, and I will give you the answer.
Oh, can I get the year this movie was made?
2008. Yes. Jordan knows. I had a feeling Jordan would get
welcome
this one.
Okay, it's so the tagline is "Welcome to a world with no rules."
Without rules.
Without rules.
Yes.
No idea.
It's a very. It has a 4.5.
It's
five.
A good movie.
It's a great movie.
Have I seen one of the best. Can I ask if I've seen this movie?
100%. Probably more than 5 times.
Oh, this is gonna look awful because I have no idea what it is.
You have 30 seconds to decide. I'm gonna give a quick disclaimer to the audience while you decide. Thank you for all of your support. We, as you now know, we do have ads, and I just want you to know you can skip the ads. And then also one more thing, if you want to go to our YouTube, there should be no ads on YouTube. So that's kind of like our 2 Tickets Please Plus subscription, except you have to pay no money for it. So if you don't like ads, go to YouTube,
America,
and
baby.
Enjoy watching us while also not getting any ads. But if you want to support the podcast, listen to the ads on Spotify and Apple Music. That would be great. Thank you.
Look forward to my...
Jackson, do you have your answer? Wait, what do you say?
I was going to say, look forward to my future podcast, Big Bactivity, coming never.
Coming never. Actually coming next week because I'm going to help Jordan produce it.
Okay. Fire.
I like literally don't have a guess, and I'm gonna be mad.
No guess?
I don't
that's
even,
crazy.
My mind is completely blown.
I mean, you still have 2 more hints.
Oh, okay. What, like... how much of a hint can I ask for? Like,
I'll you ask the question, and I'll decide whether or not I can tell you.
Okay. What, like, genre is this film?
I would say it's action.
Okay. Well, that doesn't help at all. That's what I thought.
Because if I said the, like, one of the other genres.
Is this movie a part of, like, a big franchise, or is it a standalone movie?
It's a part of a franchise. Not necessarily, like, a universe, but a franchise.
Right, that also doesn't really help. I've seen this movie a bunch.
Oh, man, you're going to be so mad.
Without a doubt.
Let's
see what you've rated it. 5 stars.
I give 5 stars and I don't know what movie this is?
Yes.
Why can I think of this? 2008?
Yeah.
I don't know.
152 minutes?
I don't think I'm going to get it.
All right, well.
Just let Jordan answer.
Jordan, what's your answer?
The movie is Christopher Nolan's The Dark Knight.
That's what the tagline is?
Welcome yeah, it's kind of an underwhelming tagline, isn't it, for The Dark Knight?
I wouldn't have guessed that, I'm going to be honest.
Well, I'm glad that it wasn't super easy, because I tried to pick ones that weren't super easy.
No, I wouldn't
easy.
Have guessed that at all. That's okay. A terrible tagline.
Yeah. Why is it? Why wouldn't they just go with "Why so serious" for the tagline?
Honestly,
like that's the. It was on the posters and everything.
Yeah,
wow. But
it's, yeah, it's kind of a not so great tagline for a movie that good.
Yeah, that is a great, that is a great movie.
Well,
though.
Jordan is now up. Have you seen it more than 5 times? Was I right?
I bet. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen that movie maybe 20 times. It's so good. The rewatchability on that movie.
It's crazy
insane.
That was 2008, bro.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Yeah. All right, we ready for tagline number 2?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. Laughing I don't like when AJ's laughing.
Tagline number 2. The mission to save Christmas is on.
Oh,
Jordan has Jordan is up 1-0 on Jackson, by the way.
The mission to save Christmas is on.
So I'm really helping you out here. I'm telling you that it's a Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah.
So that narrows it down a lot.
The mission to save Christmas.
Okay, I'm going to take a wild guess here.
Okay.
Did you write yours down?
Well, I might just use my hints as well.
Yeah, you guys can use your hints as well.
Can I get the year once again?
2024.
Oh, okay. That's way off. Okay.
I got it.
Do you have
got it?
Wow. Do you know why I was laughing then?
I think I have it.
Wait, okay. The mission to save Christmas is on. Is this an animated movie?
It is not.
It is not an animated
I've got
movie.
It.
And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why I picked this one.
The mission
after
to save
I tell you guys
Christmas.
What it is. Wait, I'm pretty sure this is it.
I don't know. We'll have to find out when Jordan answers. You got two more hints, Jordan.
What is this movie rated?
Bad.
Like rated or like scored?
Rated, like PG, PG-13.
Okay, I'm pretty sure it's PG-13. Let
okay.
me double check.
Mission to Save Christmas is on. This is... There was no Adam Sandler Christmas-related movies.
PG-13, yes. It's
PG-13?
Yes. I've got it.
Came out last year?
Yes.
I don't watch a lot of new Christmas movies. I watch the same Christmas movies over and over again.
It's not a great movie.
It's not great.
It's not good.
No, it's terrible.
Oh, man. Oh, Jackson knows it. Okay. Even Jackson knows it.
All right.
That's the tagline sense.
I had this
right
off
there.
The tagline, actually. Yeah. I didn't need the year. Yeah. I thought I asked for the year.
So it's not
confirmed.
8 Crazy Nights, unfortunately.
No.
I don't know what it is.
You got one more hit before I'm going to go ahead and have Jackson reveal the answer.
All right. So it's rated PG-13.
Yep.
It's not animated.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty low score, I'm assuming. So
2.3.
Oh, wow. Okay, the mission to save Christmas is on.
That's got to be the last hint. You just gave him the score.
Yeah, that is the last.
Okay.
That's the last hint.
Yeah, I have no idea. Dang it.
Jackson, do you want to tell us what the movie is?
Is it Red One?
It is.
Oh! Dang it.
Yes,
yeah,
this movie's so bad.
So,
but that could be for any Christmas movie. It's like, what? Tagline's stupid. I'm not watching. I'm not going out of my way to watch Red One this Christmas season.
So Red One, the reason I picked this is because when I was going through movies I've seen, I remembered in like the first like minute of the movie, Chris Evans steals the lollipop from the baby and also speaks to the baby. And so I was kind of like, this would be a fun one to put on the podcast because I just like that moment.
This movie is so bad, dude.
It looked bad, bro.
It's really bad. All right. What's
I think
next?
We just saved Christmas. I do remember that.
Or like when they go to like Santa's brother's place.
Why is Chris Evans' agent just terrible?
I have no idea.
He got in like he was Captain America, and then he's in like Knives Out and like a couple other things. But he's just in the most random movies.
Yeah, I know. That's so weird.
Like, what's going on?
Okay, we ready for tagline number three?
Oh yeah.
It is tied 1-1 right now.
All
right. Which is it's going better than I expected. Welcome to the front line.
Welcome to the front line. All right. Okay, I'm gonna
do you have it, Jackson?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought that smile was saying like, "Oh, look, I got it."
But I'm optimistic.
Okay.
Can I have the year again?
2024.
Welcome to the front line. Is it a war movie?
It is a war movie. Yes.
It came out last year.
Yeah, it's a war movie.
It's not warfare.
Yeah, it came out last year.
Is it a
comedy? You got a little excited there. You know what the warfare tagline is, though. Yeah. It's all based on memory.
Yeah. So I don't.
Is it what?
Is it a comedy movie?
It is not a comedy.
So it's So it's a serious movie. Welcome to the front line.
It's a pretty. I would say it's a serious movie, and also like. I would say it's like a kind of pretentious movie as well.
Pretentious. Ooh. Welcome to the front line.
I have a guess, but I'm not sure.
It's not a real pain. No, that would not be the tagline for a real pain.
Have I seen this?
One more hint for this is going to be the last hint for Jackson.
Wait, I've gotten one hint.
Oh.
That's what the year was.
I'm pretty sure you have seen this.
Welcome to the
It's not logged in Letterboxd, but I think we've talked about this film before.
So it's not on... Wait, never
mind. I think very, very highly of this film, personally.
Okay, you do.
I do.
All right, I have Welcome to the Front Line.
We got to ask some better hints.
I think it's a good kind of pretentious, honestly.
No. It's not Furiosa. That wasn't the tagline for Furiosa either.
Oh, no, I do love that
You
movie,
said it's
though.
A war movie, right?
It's a war movie, yeah.
War movie, thought very highly of it. Okay, that could be. Oh, I know what it is.
Okay.
I know what it is.
Jackson, do you want another hint?
Does Jake Gyllenhaal star in this movie?
Jake Gyllenhaal is not in this movie.
Okay, I don't know what it is then.
Nick Offerman is in this movie.
No, I got it.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
I don't think I even know who Nick Offerman is.
You don't even know who that is?
No.
Wait, no, that came out this year. Wait, I don't know.
That guy?
Oh, that guy, yeah. All right, I think I have one more hint. I have one last hint. Is
you know what it is, don't you?
Yeah, but I want to give it. Is
use a hint.
Is Jesse Plemons in it?
I am not seeing Jesse Plemons.
I don't know what it is.
I'm gonna stick with my answer anyway because I think I'm pretty. Yeah.
Okay, Jackson, do you want to throw out your guess real quick?
My guess was The Covenant, but it's not that.
Oh, I think that's in a... Oh, no, never mind. Oh, that's a Guy Ritchie, isn't it? That's like in related films, but that's not the movie.
Yeah.
Jordan, what's your guess?
My guess is Alex Garland's Civil War.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
And Jesse Plemons is in that movie.
Oh, I thought we talked about that one.
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, I'd sworn you'd seen
it. You and I have very different opinions about that movie, actually. I'm not.
I think pretty highly of it.
Yeah. I'm not the biggest fan of it, but I can understand why people would really like it, though.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of it. But, yes, Jesse Plemons is in that movie. He's the one that's like, what kind of American are you? That's Jesse Plemons.
Okay, I didn't see him on the...
Yeah.
On the whatchamacallit, the list.
Probably because he was like...
He was probably further down. Okay, that was 3-2-1, Jordan.
All right.
All right, I hadn't seen that movie.
Yeah, that's my bad. I totally thought you had...
Watch it and form your own opinion.
Yeah, I would recommend watching. I think
maybe I'll watch it again because I don't remember.
I'd watch it again. I think it's great. I've seen it probably 3 times.
I think Warfare might be a little.
Warfare is definitely
because it's got Alex Garland also directed Warfare as well.
Yeah,
but he had another director. He co-directed it with someone.
Yeah. All right, we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Tagline number 4.
All right.
It's nothing personal. It's just their job.
The nut job.
What is the nut job?
It's that squirrel animated movie.
Yeah, with Will Arnett. Yeah. It's so awful. It's such a bad movie.
The nut job? Oh. The nut job's tagline is no nuts, no glory.
So it's nothing personal, it's just their job.
Just their job. Yep.
This is quite a time jump, I would say.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like a...
Right. I have a guess.
Dang, he's got a guess already.
You got a guess?
I do not have a guess at all.
Okay.
I don't have a guess.
Does anybody want, like, the year that it was released?
Yeah, let's say...
I'll take the year.
2001.
All right, never mind.
2001?
I saw your guess, and I was... 2001.
When I say what is the rating of this movie, I mean, like, the exact same thing. Like,
okay.
What is it rated? Like, what did the MPAA rate it?
G.
Okay.
It's G? Oh.
Yeah, it's the...
I think I know what it is.
G. Okay.
I would... If that's what it is, I'm gonna, like...
What? Oh. It's nothing personal, it's just their jobs. And it's 2001, and it's rated G.
I think I know what it is.
Yeah. This is a great movie, by the way.
I think if we're thinking about the same movie...
It has a 4.1.
Is a 4.1... Is this movie Ammon?
Oh my god.
Is this animated?
It is an animated film.
Yes! I know what it is! I know what it is!
I don't.
Jordan, I would ask you to refrain from clapping into the mic, please.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's nothing.
Might have been the first peak of the episode, though.
Is this a Pixar movie?
I mean, that would give it away, but yeah, it's a Pixar movie.
Yeah.
I still don't know.
I know what it is.
What came out in that year?
Hold on a second.
Oh my gosh, this is a bad showing from me. The only one I've got so far is Red One.
That's kind of funny, actually. I've been picking good movies.
All right, well, I hadn't seen the last one.
Well, okay, yeah, that's true.
But which Pixar movie came out in 2001? How am I this bad? I'm terrible. Is it just this? No, it's not that. Is it?
That's the tagline.
Yeah. I think that's a good tagline, actually.
I mean...
Well, if we're thinking of the same movie...
Yeah.
All right, I guess I got a guess.
All right, what's your guess?
The Incredibles.
Unfortunately, that is incorrect. Jordan, what's your guess?
I don't think so.
Oh, wait.
Are you kidding? It's Monsters, Inc.?
It's Monsters, Inc.
Oh, that's so easy, bro. That's not a good...
You cannot base boost us, or you can't... Yeah, you
that's
can't.
Not a good tagline.
That's not a I good tagline for Monsters, Inc.
It's nothing personal, it's just their job?
It could be like...
That sounds like the tagline for The Beekeeper. Like, oh, it's nothing personal.
It should be like,
it's just my
like,
job.
Like, what's in the closet may not be what you think. Or
that's actually
something stupid
better.
Like that. I don't know.
I don't...
It doesn't really say anything about like, oh, these are monsters.
Gosh, I just didn't
know
what year
the point of
out.
The film is to humanize the monsters. Yeah.
Gosh,
I don't know.
Really
that's
bad.
Not the greatest tagline for a Pixar movie.
I like that tagline. Right, unfortunately,
let's
Jackson.
Move on. Yeah, I suck, dude.
You are now down, what are you, 3-1?
Yeah, 3-1.
Jordan. Wow.
The one he got was Red One.
Tagline number 5. Let me pull it up. Tagline number 5 is Welcome to the Next Level.
Oh,
I got it.
Welcome to the Next Level. I think I know what it is.
I don't think either of you are right, actually.
What if I end up being right?
Can I ask my question? Is the tagline... Is the movie title in the tagline?
The movie title? No, it is not.
Oh, okay. It's not my...
Man, so it's...
I thought it was Jumanji.
Wait, that's what I wrote. That's what I wrote down, too.
Yes.
Yeah, I knew both
Jumanji
of you
the Next Level.
Okay, it's not that.
I love Jumanji the Next Level.
So it's Welcome to the Next Level.
Welcome to
is
the Next
the
Level.
That's it.
Oh, I think I know what it
is. Wait. What year?
2022.
Oh, dang.
Okay,
it.
So it's not Spy Kids 3.
It's not Pixels. I thought it was Pixels. Welcome to the Next
Pixels
Level.
Pixels was 2013, right? Yeah.
So, okay, my 2022.
This
would be a sequel to a movie? That's my first asking.
It is a sequel, yes.
So Welcome to the Next Level sequel is an animated movie.
Kind of. It's got CGI.
Came out in 2022. Okay, I think I know what it is.
I'm really bad today. My mind is going nowhere. It's not animated, but it's sort
of
animated.
Yeah,
it just has a lot of... Like, it has CGI.
I think I know what
And
it
it's
is.
A sequel.
Yeah.
in 2022?
I have my guess.
And I've definitely seen it.
Have you? Yeah, you have. Maybe.
I have one final hint I want to ask.
Yes, you've seen it. You gave it one star.
Oh, wow. Is this movie...
And a heart. You gave it one star and a heart.
I give every movie I see a heart.
All right. Is this movie a part of a trilogy?
It is.
Okay. Yeah, I know what it is.
I gave it one star. I feel like that should narrow it down for me.
I feel like that should.
Oh my gosh, what
I'm gonna
is
look
happening?
On Letterboxd. What movies have Orman give one star to?
Not, Jackson, probably, you're not allowed to look.
Probably not. No, obviously. Probably not a lot.
Probably not that many.
Yeah, though. So I should have this.
I'm actually curious.
How do I not well. Know?
You can have one more hint.
Can I have, like, one actor that's in the movie?
Yeah, I can give you an actor that's in the movie. You've probably given, like... How many films have you given one star? 20.
All right, give me an actor.
Sorry,
in the movie.
Yeah, let's give you an actor. Okay.
That's like actually a real character, not like some side person.
No, I know. I'm trying to find one that won't give it away. Ben Schwartz.
I don't even know what that is.
That's like the main character of the film, okay. By the way.
Who is Ben Schwartz?
An actor.
Okay. I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Is he a person in the film, or is he?
He is one of the CGI entities.
Yeah. Wait. Say the tagline again.
Welcome to the next level.
No, it's not that. Guys, I suck. I don't know. I'm gonna be so annoyed when you say it.
Can you show me your answer real quick so I can just announce what the film is? Because I want to announce what it is. Okay. Yeah. Jordan has it.
I don't know.
Let's go.
Is it... What came out in 2022? I'm so brain dead right now.
A lot of movies.
Top Gun Maverick came out in 2022. That was the movie of the summer.
Yeah. This is true.
Nope.
I gave it one star and I don't know what it is. Yeah. I probably forgot about this movie immediately after watching it.
This isn't the movie,
but... You didn't, though, and I'll tell you why.
This isn't the movie, but the greatest movie ever made came out in 2022 called RRR.
I still need to see this movie.
Dude, how have you not seen RRR?
I don't know.
Jackson, you're not going to get it. Unfortunately, it's a callback to the last Say That Again. Or no, not Say That Again. Unfortunately, it is a callback to the last tagline trivia where we discussed a film that had a tagline... And this film helped start.
Is this Sonic 2?
Yeah.
I was going to guess that, but then I was like, no, he did Sonic 3 last time. It's not going to be that.
Yes! That's exactly what I wanted to happen.
I was like, oh, he did it again because he was calling back to when we did this the first time.
I purposely didn't guess that because I thought you did it last time.
That could literally be any video games. That could be the tagline for Mortal Kombat 2. Which I am curious, what is the tagline for Mortal Kombat 2021?
I literally knew that, bro. That's so stupid. I thought you wouldn't say that because you did last time.
That was the whole idea, though.
Oh my gosh.
Jackson, the tagline for Mortal Kombat 2021 is just, get over here!
That's awful.
What's like, okay, well, what does that tell me about the movie, though, other than Scorpion's in it?
No one looks at the taglines, though.
I do.
As film majors, we do.
Because, see... Who wouldn't want to look at Rihanna is Smurfette?
Okay, we need to move on to the next tagline. Okay.
All right.
More entertaining than humanly possible. Jordan is up 4-1 on Jackson right now.
Wait, give me the tagline again.
More entertaining than humanly possible.
Okay, more entertaining than humanly possible. So I'm assuming the main characters, this is my first hint, are the main characters animals?
Technically.
Okay.
I have a guess.
Okay.
Wait, I don't know the full. Like I don't know the full like name of the movie. I just know like what.
More entertaining than humanly possible.
I feel like you guys are gonna want to ask for more hints.
Yeah. Like this is
How do I do? How do I ask this hint? Are they like?
What? How about you get like a are they like a release window or another hint that will help you out?
What year was this movie released?
1979.
Wow. Okay. more entertaining than humanly possible.
Is are they like fake animals?
Yes.
I got it. I already knew. I already had it written down.
Yeah.
I don't know like the full name, but like if I have like what it is.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. I'll give it to you.
Don't know what it is. It's
you still have a few more hints if you want to keep asking.
Okay. Is it a superhero movie?
It is not a superhero.
It's not a superhero movie. So the main characters are technically animals. They're fake animals?
Yes.
I'm going to give a random guess. I don't think this is it, but...
Okay. Jordan, let's hear your guess.
Is it The Land Before Time?
Unfortunately, it is not The Land
Before Time. It's The Muppets, right?
It's The Muppet Movie.
Oh! Okay.
1979. And because Jackson is currently in poverty with his points, we will let it slide that he missed a word of the title.
I just wrote down The Muppets, and I said out loud to you, I didn't know like the full name of the movie.
So it's
The Muppet Movie.
Is it 4-2 now? Muppets.
Yeah, 4-2.
Yeah, The Muppet Movie. We watched The Muppets on our wing retreat.
Okay.
That was the 2011 one.
I couldn't tell you which Muppet movie is called.
There's like 20 Muppets movies.
Yeah. This is like the best one.
Except for Muppets Christmas Carol, which is the best Christmas movie.
Oh, dude. Muppets Christmas Carol is awesome.
It's such a good movie.
What are you talking about? The best Christmas movie is Die Hard.
I agree, honestly. I'm with you. All
right.
No, actually, if we're talking about best Christmas movies, I will say, like, I think the objectively best Christmas movie is A Christmas Story. Like, because I grew up in the Midwest. So, like, I don't know.
I didn't grow up in the Midwest.
Best Christmas movie is Elf.
You live in Wisconsin. What are you talking about?
I didn't grow up
there.
Muppets Christmas Carol.
My parents live there now. I grew up in Colorado. I grew up in the mountains.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Number 7.
Tagline number 7. Okay. This one's a fun one. I'm curious if you guys are going to get this or not. Okay. Can we, like, pull up the tagline? Thank you. Witness the origin.
That's it?
Yes. That. What? Okay. What was the release date?
2024.
Are you serious? That's awful.
No, it's not.
That could be any movie ever.
I think
Witness
I got it.
The origin?
You think you got it?
Yeah. That's my guess, but I'll ask more
hints. No.
I'm going to show it to you, but I'm going to keep asking hints.
Okay, yeah.
Is this a superhero movie?
It's not a superhero movie.
It's not a superhero movie.
Not a superhero movie.
Did you say 2024?
2024.
Last year.
Witness the origin.
That's bullcrap.
Bullcrap.
What a terrible tagline.
I
think I'm sticking with my answer.
It's Venom the last. That's not
Venom
my
the
guess.
Last dance.
That is not my guess.
Didn't I do Venom last game?
You did. Which I got. I got
it's,
that
it's
one.
It's not beyond me to try and stump you again.
I need to ask a hint to confirm what I already have written down.
Okay. Do you want to know if this movie takes place in outer space? Technically?
No, I don't want to ask that.
Okay. Because I would say it doesn't.
Okay.
Technically.
Oh, I know what it is. I know what it is.
What do you mean?
I was just thinking of movies. Oh my gosh, I know what it is. That's the tagline.
If we're thinking of the same movie,
are you
kidding?
Wait,
think
you
it's
said
very
it's not can we in say outer it
the
space.
Same, can we say it at the same time?
No, I don't have it anymore.
No, you had it.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
You just said it's not in outer space.
It's not.
And that you didn't like it.
When did I say
I
that?
I don't think
you
anyone
you didn't
would
like
it.
This very
I
much.
Adore this movie. You don't understand how much I like this movie. This movie is in my top 20.
Okay, wait, so it is what I have.
Wait a minute.
But you threw me off because you just said it's not
in
space.
Wait a minute.
It's not.
It is in
space. No, it's not.
I guess it's technically not in space.
It's not in space.
Okay, fine. I do have it. I had it written down. You threw me off, but I had it written down from,
okay,
from the
I got to change my answer because actually the one I wrote down, like, you just don't like.
No, I adore this movie.
I had this written down from the tagline.
I love this movie.
First one I had.
I actually love this movie so much.
Okay, I have one final
hint. I think I saw it 3 times in theaters.
I have one final guess. One final hint.
I need to watch this again.
Did you?
Do you want to try?
I only ever saw it once.
We should watch
it
tonight.
Really good.
Did you and Jackson Orman?
We're watching it tonight.
Okay.
Did you and Jackson Orman go see this movie and then talk about it in episode 2 of Two Tickets, Please?
We did not.
No, we didn't.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
We didn't even go see this together.
This is your top 20? What is the order?
To announce the film, since I know you have it right, I'm going to stand up and give a performance so Jordan knows. Okay.
All right. I'm just going to write it down.
Okay.
Because this is my original guess, and I don't know.
For the sake of my performance, can you show me your answer? Okay. All right. I'm going to stand
wait,
up.
Wait, what'd you say?
He said Madame Web.
Madame Web.
It is not Madame
Web. It's not Madame Web.
Okay.
Like I said, I adore this movie, so I'm going to get up and do a little performance to show you which one it is.
Oh, no. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
The age of taglines has ended.
Are you serious?
Follow me and you shall never be deceived.
He just laughed. Yes, the answer is Transformers 1.
Okay, hold on. I just like yelling.
You probably peaked like crazy, right?
Look at that. I mean, I just destroyed.
He can't get back in because of a key card.
One second, real fans.
Jackson, say something to entertain.
Hi, welcome back. I'm going to be running the podcast solo from now on. The answer is Transformers 1. And
did
I'm
you
now,
just say that you want to leave two I'm tickets, only, please?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay.
I'm now
how
only
did I
down
not
by,
know that was Transformers 1? I freaking love that
I'm now
movie.
Only down by 1 point. Let's go.
It's 4-3.
I had that from
Jordan's.
The jump. I'll have you know, you read the tagline, and I immediately wrote that down. And
yeah,
then
you did.
Threw me off for a second. But
well, because it technically
it.
Doesn't take place in space.
It technically
it takes place
it's
on their
on,
planet,
it's on
Cybertron.
A different planet.
Could you really blame me if I thought that that was the tagline for Madame Web?
No. If it... A bad movie would deserve a bad tagline.
Yeah. But, like, Transformers 1 is so good.
We're going to watch this movie tonight.
It's a great movie.
I love this movie. Like I said, I adore this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's amazing. Yeah. I mean, I'm so sad it's not getting a sequel. I thought, how was my performance, would we
it's
say?
Good.
I think it was
pretty
good. Not as good as mine, but it was
yeah, yours is way better, but since you didn't get the movie, I couldn't have you do
the
performance.
The age of primes has ended.
The age of taglines has ended. Okay, let's move back on.
Number 15. I'm catching up. It's 4-3.
I think neither of you have seen this next movie.
Okay.
Wait, what did you say?
I don't think either of you have seen this next movie.
All right.
Okay, would we know what it is, though?
Yes.
Okay.
You should.
Okay.
Or we can pivot and do a movie you've both seen.
I mean,
no, just do it.
Just
do
it.
Just do it.
If
we both know what it is.
A romantic comedy with zombies.
What?
Should we just pivot?
No. I want to do it.
Okay.
What year did this movie come out?
2004.
A romantic comedy with zombies.
I don't know.
I'm going to take a guess. I think I'm going
to... Okay. Because neither of you have seen this movie, I might just not count this round and just get a different movie up here.
I don't know if this is a romantic comedy.
Can you give me like the main character, like actor?
That would give it to Jordan.
Okay.
That would just hand it to Jordan right now, but I can.
Oh, but you're not counting it, so.
No, Simon Pegg.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm right.
Is it, Shaun of the Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wrote down Shaun of the Dead.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, way to go, guys.
Thank you.
Another one in my top 20, by the way.
I haven't seen it, actually, yeah.
Very good.
That was my first answer.
Very good movie. Yeah. We talked about that at lunch, too.
Yeah, let's see.
Let's see. Should we do an extra round then?
Yeah.
With one
sure.
You guys have probably seen?
So that one doesn't count.
That one doesn't count.
We both got it anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Which one should we do? How would this be? Nope, that's too obvious.
Hi. While AJ's deciding, thanks so much for tuning in. We really appreciate your listening and viewership. Yeah. All right.
I have not found one. I found one that neither of you have watched again.
No.
Welcome back to Two Tickets, Please. Give us some suggestions of what you'd like to hear on the podcast on Two Tickets, Please Instagram. We haven't posted on there in a while because we are also college students and we are busy. But I'll probably try and post on there for some stuff and let us know what
and
you'd like
to TikTok
hear.
And on your TikTok, too.
And what you have been like on.
This is tagline number 8.
All right.
Now back to the show.
National.
Is it National Lampoon's Christmas?
No.
Is it National Treasure? Is it National Treasure? It is National Treasure.
I read the title on accident. Well, give me one second.
Right. It's National Treasure. Let's go.
AJ's going to
okay,
find
I got one.
Oh, he's back.
You guys are not going to get this. This is so bad, actually.
Oh, no.
Fortune favors the bold.
Fortune favors the bald.
Bold.
Fortune favors the bold.
Yeah.
Fortune favors the bald.
The bold.
I know. I was making fun of John.
Okay. Again, that's a saying that everyone said. Now, I'm not even going to try. Okay, what year was this movie released?
2022.
Wow. So we're still doing like lazy taglines recently. Fortune favors the bold. What type of genre is this movie?
Let me just double check. Like action adventure.
Action adventure.
Yeah.
No, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny came out in 2023.
Yep, and that's not an Indiana Jones tagline, by the way.
I know it isn't.
It's also Indiana, a bad movie.
Indiana Jones knows. Do you know what this is?
No.
Okay.
I was saying Indiana Jones.
And Dial of Destiny. Oh, yeah, Dial of Destiny is not good. The only one I haven't seen actually is the fourth one.
I actually didn't finish it. I started it and was so bored. I stopped
it's
watching.
Super boring. Which kind of sucks because Indiana Jones is supposed to be. I saw
Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny with my girlfriend at the end of my junior year, and we were on thin ice already, me and her, and so sitting in the movie theater and watching Dial of Destiny, it was so boring.
Man.
Yeah. It was just a strange experience, let me tell you.
yeah, we need some more hints.
Yeah, we're going to need some more. 2022, action-adventure genre.
AJ, just give us a hint.
Yeah. I don't know what you want in general.
Just give us. It's bad.
It's awful.
It's bad.
Oh man, have we seen it? You think we've seen it?
You both have seen it. Jackson, you gave it 2 stars. Jordan, you gave it 3. But I gave it 1.
3 stars?
It's so bad. I gave it 1.
Okay, so it's not Jurassic World Dominion, even though that's like my least favorite movie.
No.
Oh shoot! I think I know what it is.
I think I know what it is. Okay.
Fortune favors the bold. I don't.
What type of actor would say that? Just think through them.
Fortune favors the bold.
What type of actor? It's an actor like Matt Damon would say that. Or he's not in the movie, but keep going. Who's an actor that looks like Matt Damon a little bit?
What?
Leo.
His name starts with an M.
Matthew Damon.
Not Matthew McConaughey.
No.
Wait, okay, so that... Oh, no. This, my original guess was Red Notice, but that came out in 2021.
No, it's not Red Notice.
Okay, so it's not Red Notice. Okay.
2022, but his name Action also, Adventure.
Give me another hint.
Yeah.
It's based on a video game.
It's based on a video game.
Yeah.
Nope, Mario Bros. Came out in 2023, and that movie's great.
Why are you smiling like that? Why are you cheesing?
Fortune favors
the
bold.
No, it's not this because I know I gave this worse than.
Not Mortal Kombat either.
No, I just thought of one, but I'm pretty sure I gave it worse than 2 stars.
You gave it 2 stars. You gave this film 2 stars.
If it's what I think it is, 2 stars is too generous.
You should go back and change it if it's what you think it is.
I have an idea, but I don't know.
Is it? I morb, therefore I am Morbius.
No.
But it's based on a video game, so.
Wait, I have a guess, but. This actor doesn't start with an M, I don't think.
Fortune favors the bold.
Well, there's an actor that starts with an M in the movie.
Is this movie...
What is this movie? So I've seen it.
You guys have seen it.
Does this movie have a really good comedy actor in it who does nothing the whole movie?
Yeah. That's the actor that starts with M.
Oh, it's not who I think, then.
Okay.
I don't know.
There's an actor that starts with T.
That doesn't help.
There's an actress that starts with S.
I don't know. I thought I had one, but I don't think it's it.
It's not Jurassic World Rebirth.
We might need to see a guess here, or give us a crazy hint.
I would need a really good hint.
Yeah. Should we just guess?
Let me find a review.
I know it's not this. I know. Like, I know I give this movie worse than 2 stars.
I might have a guess.
Hmm.
I think I don't think this is it, but this is my best guess.
Yeah, let's just go. We gotta go. Yeah.
All right. What is your guess, Jackson?
Borderlands.
Yeah. No
bad. Mine is The Adam Project with Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, you're both wrong.
Yeah.
Well, great guesses, guys.
What is it?
I think it'd be funnier if I never told you.
No.
Please just tell us, bro.
What is
We're going to go on to the next 10.
No, you got to tell us.
No, you
got to
tell us,
too.
Please.
Well, everyone listening is going to hate that.
Mm-hmm.
I could go show the camera.
No, tell me what
Don't
it is.
Don't do that.
The movie
Come
was
on.
Uncharted.
Oh. Wait, I give that movie 3 stars? Yeah, yeah, it needs to be lower.
Oh, yeah,
it's not great.
Go change
that. Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yep, actor that starts with M. Guy that kind of looks like Matt Damon and an actor
Nathan,
that would
we gotta go.
That would definitely go, say fortune favors the
wait, wait, who are you supposed to be?
I totally
I'm
forgot
sorry, bro.
This. I totally
I'm
forgot
sorry.
That
no.
movie existed.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. My grandma thought that was like the best movie ever, though, because Mark Wahlberg was in it. And Tom Holland was in it. She like idolizes
what's
Mark
next?
Wahlberg.
Let's keep going.
Just, yeah.
All right. The next tagline is roll the dice and unleash the excitement.
Is this, okay, my first hint, is this a James Bond movie?
It is not.
Okay. Roll the dice. And year. What was the tagline?
Roll the dice and unleash the excitement.
Year?
Oh, year? 1995.
Mm. Okay, so that's not what I thought it was. Roll the dice. And oh my gosh, I know what it is. Oh my gosh.
I have a guess.
Do we just want to go ahead and guess right away?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not confident, but yeah, let's just go ahead.
What's your guess?
Ocean's 11?
No.
That was going to be my original guess, but Ocean's 11 came out in 2001.
Uh-huh.
The movie is Jumanji with Robin Williams.
What?
Yes, that's what it is.
How did you get that?
Great.
Roll the dice and unleash the excitement. I was like, what? Like,
I mean, it makes sense to me
has
now,
dice?
But no way.
Is and, that... like, would unleash some... like, I don't know. I was like, roll the dice. I'm like, I'm trying to think of movies with dice. So I immediately thought of Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
Because that's like a gambling movie. I thought of like Martin Scorsese's Casino. That was some in the top of my head.
That's crazy.
But then I just heard excitement. I was like, it's probably not one of those. And then I was like, what dice? Like, and I just, boom. I was like, it has to be Jumanji.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
I also grew up watching that movie like all the time.
Yeah, way to go. So, that was great.
Yeah.
So you're at 5 and Jackson's at 3 because neither of you got the last one. Mm-hmm. Which, yeah. So let's move on to the next one.
Mm-hmm. All right. Dang, how many did you choose?
This is the 10th one.
Okay.
This is it. And then we have the bonus round.
Yeah.
So let's make this 10th one quick so we have about 10 minutes for the bonus round. Courage is immortal.
Ugh. What year did this come out?
Oh, man. Did you hear what he said?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. 2011.
I'm going to give a random... I'm not even going to try with this one, because I'm going to win.
Is this movie, I don't freaking know. Is this movie medieval?
Not really.
Not really.
Does this movie have...
No, it's not medieval.
Am I allowed to, like, ask for, like, if like, give a name of a certain actor and ask if he's in this movie?
You say the actor, and it depends on which one it is.
Okay. Is Will Smith in this movie?
No.
Okay. All right.
I don't think...
Courage, what was it again?
Courage is immortal.
Courage is immortal. Courage is there somebody immortal in this movie?
Immortal?
There are people.
Where
that,
is Omni-Man?
There are people.
Where is he?
There are people that live for a long time in this movie.
Courage is immortal. Cars 2. Because the cars are pretty much immortal. Actually, no, they kill a car in Cars 2, actually.
No, this I had a guess, but that definitely came out. Too long.
Courage is immortal. Is this a superhero movie?
It is a superhero movie.
Okay. Came out in 2011.
Yes.
So the MCU movie that came out in 2011. Ooh. No.
Is it an MCU movie?
Is it an MCU movie?
Oh, yeah, I did think about it.
I think so.
Okay. All right. I have a guess.
You think so?
It's an MCU movie.
Okay, yeah.
Like, it is?
Yes, it is.
I know what it is. It better be.
Courage is immortal.
Which is, again, man, these taglines, bro.
It's an official MCU movie.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Very prominent character as well.
Oh, yeah, okay, I got it.
I don't know. Is it X-Men Origins Wolverine?
No. For the sake of the game, I'll let you guess again.
Wait, so it's an actual MCU movie. What came out in 2011?
It's an actual MCU movie. This movie came out in 2011, to answer your other question.
Is this, oh my gosh.
You have 10 seconds.
It's like Thor the Dark World?
It is not Thor the Dark World.
I have a guess.
What's your guess?
Is it just Thor,
it's
the first
Thor.
One?
It's yeah. Thor. Just Thor.
Why did I think... I was thinking of movies after Avengers for some reason. And yeah. Avengers came out in 2012. Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing. Man. Yeah.
All right, well, Jordan is up 6-3. I think for the sake of the game, I'm going to give... Should we give Jackson an opportunity to win on the bonus round?
Yeah, sure.
The winner of the bonus round will get 4 points.
Oh, dang. Okay, yeah, you know what? If I lose, I'm just going to walk out the door because I got...
Here's how the bonus round works. There are 5 taglines. I'm going to read those 5 taglines. One of them is fake. You're going to have to tell me which one is fake. I will only read each tagline twice. Are we ready?
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. Dumb guys in a dome. He's going on a mission, but he forgot his keys. 1 out of every 8 Americans is afraid of flying. Most of them don't have feathers. An adventure beyond words. They're here to do your worst.
All right.
I'm not going to lie. I think the first one is the fake one.
Dumb guys in a dome?
Yeah, dumb guys in a dome. I think that one. That one sounds pretty fake.
I've got an answer to
them. What's your answer?
The second one.
Second one? You say the first one?
I say the first one.
There's no way that this just happened.
No. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my
what's,
God.
What's the answer, AJ?
This morning, or this afternoon... I came up with the tagline, he's going on a mission, but he forgot his keys.
You that's a W!
Are you that's serious?
A, that's another W.
I put in all the effort to win this game. To be completely fair.
Dude, are you serious?
To be completely fair, when I asked you if we wanted to give Jackson the chance to win, you said yes.
I'm still the tagline king.
No, you're not. I won that. Right,
I'm still there.
I won that fair. You got, bro, the only tagline you got right was red one. Okay, you didn't win anything.
No, he got 3 taglines right.
Oh, yeah.
Which one did he get?
He won 7-6 now because of the bonus round. Jordan, I guess. Jordan, that means that we've been peeking for like a straight minute, by the way. Jordan, this means that you lost by... Or you lost 6-7.
I was waiting for someone to make the joke.
Well, congratulations, Tagline Sensei.
Yes.
You hold your title.
Okay, so what? 2 guys in a dome. What movie is that for?
A biodome.
What is that?
I have no idea. It was just a random. It's
gotta be a fake movie.
It's just a random movie I found. The other ones were. Rio, 1 out of every 8 Americans is afraid of flying. Most of them don't have feathers. An Adventure Beyond Words is the Emoji Movie. And They're Here to Do Your Worst is Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe I just lost.
No
well, way. Jordan, I think the only answer to your loss is to bring you back for the 3rd season of Two Tunes.
Yes! Yeah.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned because next semester we will be hosting Tagline Bonanza Super Smart Trivia hosted by AJ once again. Jordan will be back. Jackson will be here.
I kind of want to cry.
Tagline Sensei. Congratulations once again for the win, Jordan.
I'd like to thank everybody.
One simple no would have landed you that victory.
It's the story of my life.
Lady Jordan, say bye to the folks at home.
Bye, ticket holders. Hope to see you again soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, our real fans, our Cinemaniacs, thank you all for tuning in to 2 Tickets, Please today. My name's AJ.
And I'm Jackson.
And I'm JB.
You should, and he's Jordan, and or aka JB. You should connect on the Instagram. When Jackson posts a TikTok, you should go to TikTok. You should like him. You should repost him. You should comment what else you want to see on the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening once again.
Bye.
And we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.